WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood anti-anxiety stoic. Ever feel like life's tossing curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? Like 1 minute you're crushing it and the next, bam. You're flat on your back wondering what hit you. Trust me, I get it. We all go through rough patches, moments where anxiety tries to sneak in and steal our joy. But here is the kicker. Those tough times, they can actually be incredible opportunities for growth if we approach them with the right mindset. Today, we're diving deep into finding inner strength through adversity. Think about it, your favorite superhero wouldn't be nearly as epic without facing some serious villains, right? Same goes for us. Those challenges, the seemingly insurmountable obstacles, they're what forge our resilience, our grit, our ability to bounce back stronger than ever before. It's all about how we choose to respond. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when adversity knocks at your door. Number 1. Reframe the narrative. That's right, ditch the doom and gloom. Instead of seeing a setback as a failure, view it as a stepping stone. A chance to learn, adapt, and level up. Remember that saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It's not just a cliche, it's a truth backed by science. When we face tough situations head on, our brains literally rewire themselves to become more resilient. Number 2. Embrace the discomfort. Growth rarely happens in our comfort zones, right? Stepping outside of what's familiar can be scary, I get it. But that's where the magic happens. It's like trying a new workout at first. Your muscles are screaming no, W-A-Y. But with time and effort, you become stronger, fitter, more capable than ever before. Number 3. Find your tribe. We are social creatures, built for connection. Lean on your loved ones during tough times. Talk to them, share your struggles, let them offer support and encouragement. Sometimes just having someone to listen can make all the difference. And hey, if you don't have a close-knit circle, consider joining a group or community where people share similar interests or experiences. Number 4. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Don't beat yourself up over mistakes, learn from them, adjust your course, and keep moving forward. Remember, perfection is an illusion. It's about progress, not perfection. Number 5. Celebrate small victories. When facing adversity, it's easy to get caught up in the big picture and forget to appreciate the little wins along the way. Every step forward, no matter how small, deserves recognition. Did you manage to get out of bed today when you felt like staying in? That's a win. Did you have a difficult conversation but managed to stay calm and respectful? Boom. Another victory. Celebrate these moments to keep your spirits high and your motivation strong. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a bright young entrepreneur who put her heart and soul into launching her own business. Things were going great initially, but then the market shifted, orders dried up, and she started feeling overwhelmed. Her anxiety spiked, threatening to drown her passion. But Sarah decided to apply these principles. She reframed the situation, seeing it as a chance to learn and adapt. She reached out to mentors for support, practiced self-compassion when doubts crept in, and celebrated every small win like landing a new client or successfully navigating a tough negotiation. Fast forward a few months, Sarah's business not only survived but thrived. She learned valuable lessons about resilience, adaptability, and the power of community. She realized that adversity wasn't a roadblock, but a detour leading her to an even stronger version of herself. So remember this. You're capable of overcoming any challenge life throws your way. You have the inner strength, the resilience, and the courage to not only survive, but to truly thrive in the face of adversity. Take action today. Start by reframing a recent negative experience as an opportunity for growth. Identify one person you can reach out to for support and connect with them. Celebrate a small victory, big or small, it all counts. You've got this. And that's a wrap for today, folks. Remember, inner strength isn't about being fearless. It's about facing your fears head on and coming out stronger on the other side. Keep pushing, keep growing, and don't forget to join me tomorrow for another dose of anti-anxiety stoicism. Until then, stay calm, stay controlled, and stay courageous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.